This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis Seif. Learning Simen Lamed Beis Seif Mem Gimel. And let's get up the Maramah Kaimais. Here we go. Okay, beautiful. Says the Mechaber, Charitz Shal Shin, the notch of the shin. The Hainu Chuda Lamata, its point on the bottom, Yagiad Makom HaTfarish, it reached the place of the stitching. I have to say, I don't think I was aware of this. That, in other words, if you were to imagine for a second, okay, what does the shin look like on the bias? It's the shin. The shin is, it's there. It's in the middle. No. The bottom has to touch the stitching. This is the chud of the shin. Arati tura mamish. Bein di yamin, bein di smal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shoshin bein di yamin, bein di smal. Both the right side and the left side. Yagia dahainu adhati tura mamish. Mamish till the titura. But what about if b'diavad it's not? B'diavad, says Mishnah Berurah, kasha filo ya kol sheyesh suras hashin ala. B'diavad it's okay, as long as it has the image of the shin. Okay, let's continue on in the Rama. Zat the Rama haga v'chein hayud shabashin. The yud of the shin. Tzarech liga lamata b'shule yashin, has to touch below the bottom of the shin. So let's see in diagram. One. Okay, let's see where this is. It says the holy diagram. The Raman Sif Mem Gimel. V'chein hayud shibshin zagli lamata b'shulei hashin. Let's say over here in this picture. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Hayud shabashin yesh magdolim shemachalkin bein shin hayimani lasmaili. There are those who differentiate between the right and the left, namely, what does that mean? Shabismoili on the left side, adaraba yedaktik shaloyagyu hayudim shaloy shalomata. Then on the left side, you should dafka be medaktik that it doesn't touch the bottom of the shin. So in other words, over here, you should be careful that it does not touch the bottom. There is such an opinion. The left side needs both shins to be touching below, like in this diagram over here, in this picture over here. That's what the Chida writes. You want to know what the Chida looks like? Here's a picture of the Chida. That's what the Chida says in the Berkei Yosef. B'shem Mahari Ainsham V'chem Perish Shari Achreinim. Oid Kasev Apim. So bottom line is, even on the left shin, the legs of the yod should touch the bottom. Oid Kasev Apim Agadim. The Yira Sheyir Al Ashinin Suras Yodin Loi Kavim Shutim Alma. The legs of the shin should be yods and not just lines. Not like over here, but rather they should be yuds. I would call it more like vavs, but okay, that's the point. The point is it should not be just lines, it should have the image of a yud on the top. Okay. Sif katan kuf tzadi tes. Tzarech liga lamata b'shulei hashin. Tzibalav hachi ein shem shin alav. Uli kuva hu afilo b'diavet. So in other words, regarding the shin touching the titura, it's not ma'ake b'diavet. Regarding the yud touching the bottom, it is ma'akeh b'diavad. Uveshin ha'smoli im echad noigeh v'echad ein noigeh, pasol. The left shin, if one of them touches and one doesn't, then it's pasol. V'ayim b'ber halacha. Okay. Continuing in the Rama. V'lo yimshoich ha'shin harbe. You should not have the shin be drawn very much. Even the bottom of the shin should be seen by the stitching. Now, what does that mean? Luckily for this diagram we have over here, Fine. Basically, you want to see the bottom of the shin. This shin is hiding. Mr. Shin, please, could you come out and show us the tachta? In other words, you have to see the whole shin. The shule hashin refers to the point of the shin. Says Mishabrosiv Katan Reish, Shigam Shule, Shin Rotsom Chudeyan Shalashin, and the point of the shin. Matam Tsakshe Kol Hashin Nira. The reason is you need to be able to see the whole shin. Ulakai Madachsiv, Bero Kalame Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Actually, the Balaturim says on the words, Kishem Hashem Nikra is Rashi Tevois Shin. You see that? Shame, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Nikra. Barol Kalei Me'aretz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra. It's referring to the shin. The Amar Rebbe Lazar, Elu Tzolon Shabaraish. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says it. Shame Hashem Nikra, Rosh Teva Shin. There you go. Uvidiyavad, in Nichnas Ma'al, L'tech Adidur, Ad She'en Lai Aydeza Tumun Hashin Karoi, Tzorach Iyin V'ayim Be'ber Halacha. If it, you know, if it sinks so much that you can't see it, then look in the Be'er Halach. It's a question. Let's see. I didn't put the Be'er Halach on here. Look at Bir Halacha. Debre Hamaskel Tzurch Liga Lamata. So, Ayin Hatam B'Mishnah Berurah V'Hu Me'achay Adam Tzurch Lichtav Kamai. Did I skip something? Ayin Hatam B'Mishnah Berurah. Where does the Mishnah Berurah say that the Yud has to touch below? Okay, I guess he doesn't really quote it. The tzach lichtav k'ma b'sefer Torah acharei du halachol mashmi sinai l'fizei nera du adin. By the way, we had yesterday that the shin doesn't have to be k'stav ashuras. It just has to basically look like a shin. It's not like k'stiv ha'sefer Torah. Right? I'll look in Sivkot and Kuptzali Aleph. Kimin Shin. Kimin Shin. O Mashachon, the Tmun Ashin and Shalonish and Oisim Mitzvillin die. The Loibin Adapka Ksav Stam Mamish. Elo Dugma. So it seems like even though it only has to be a Dugma, nevertheless, the Yuds have to touch. And look what he says on the Chayyadim. The Tzach Lichtav Kamai B'Sefer Torah, where you do Allah Chumash Mesina, Fizan Nera, do Adinam Eino Nege Yud. If the yud is not touching the line, it could be it's ma'ake. It sounds like the shin that has four legs on the left side is more lenient, and there, if it doesn't have the surah of a yud on top, but the other, it's kosher. Okay, let's see one more Be'er Halacha. Shigam Shulei Hashin. Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah. Le'inyan D'Yaved. It's a Tzarachian. V'sefer Avodah Siyam Mashah D'Yaved Ein Lahachmer. Davoidas Hayoim, right? What does the Mishnah Berurah come out? It comes out regarding that if it's not, the shin is not touching the bottom, it's kosher. As long as it has the image of a shin. However, if part of the shin is hidden, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, it's a tzarachian. So here he brings the avodas hayoim that says b'diavad it's okay. Ben yadei makalos avulaihu myri shalay avat tmanasai dezav rak miksas chudai nichlas soichai. Alam nichnas ma'at me'ashim gufal teg mavarta gam hu moedev tzarachian. So it sounds like if it's just a little bit of a piece, but you still see the tzur of a shin, it's good. But if you lose the tzur of a shin, then it's a question. That's the tzarachian. Okay, Bez Hashem Monday, we'll try Sif Mem Dalet. Okay, thanks everybody. Have a great Shabbos HaGadol. A guten Erev Shabbos HaGadol.
Rabbi, quick question.
Yeah.
The two Mishnah Berurahs, Kuf Tzali Ches and Kuf Tzali Tes.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding. I think like I see a steer here. The first one says there's a Yesh Magdolim Shemachalkin that say that it's not, the Yudin should not reach the bottom.
Yeah.
And then Kuf Tzadi Tes seems to say the polar opposite, right? The Mishnah Berurah himself is passing that I feel a bit the Eved, if it doesn't reach the bottom, it's no good.
Time out. In Sivkot and Kuf Tzadi Ches, he brings that there are Gdorim that are Mechalek between the right shin and the left shin, by the left shin. In other words, some
of them right.
That the din of the Rama is only talking about the right shin, but the left shin you don't have to be careful.
Yidaktek shelo yagu, yidak adrav, it should not reach it
by the left.
By the left, okay.
But only by the left. Now Kuf Tzadi Ches is going back to the right, and it's saying if it doesn't touch, it's not a shin, and it's ma'akev afil b'diavad.
Oh, shin as smoli. He says im echad negev echad iniga poisal. It sounds like even b'diavad. If one of those doesn't touch, it's no good.
Right, because since the Magen Avram Paskins and Lechalek and the Prima Gadim and the Berkei Yosef and the Shaar Achronim, so therefore it comes out that so much that even if one is and one is not by the left, it would come out as possible.
Right, so I'm just clarifying. It's just a major machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah and these other. Is Mechalkim, I guess.
Right. According to the Mechalkim, by the left shin, it would not apply. And even if none of them are touching, it wouldn't apply. But Lamaisa, we hold, it does. And then it comes out, like he says in Kuf Tzadi Ches, that if even one is not touching, it's a problem.
So then it's not really Negev, the Tzurov. What's the difference with the Tzurov, though? It has to. Now, I guess you could have a place where it's not the proper Tzurov of the ice and it does touch. That would be no good question.
What are you asking now?
I thought Rebbe just mentioned for the end about yesterday's Mishnah Berurah where he talks about that it doesn't have to be stam as long as it's surah of the us.
No, it doesn't even have to be a surah of the us. It just has to be
No, not ksav ashuris, but it has to be it has to look like a shin.
Does it? Or it has to just be, it has to look like that shape, that picture. But it doesn't, in other words, Tumuna Shin and Shalanu Shanu Aysin, it's enough. Dolay bin Adavka Ksav Stam Mamish. Elo Dugma. What does Dugma mean? Dugma doesn't
mean. It has to be a halachic shin, though. It has to be a halachic shin, that's what he's saying by us today. It has to be a halachic shin, even if it's not a stam shin.
What, there's no such thing as a halachic shin that's not a stam shin. What's a halachic shin?
I can write it. I can write it in Rashi lettering. I can write a script shin on my tefillin.
I don't know.
No, it's not halachically kosher, but it's still a halachic shin. That's what he's. Is this kind of?
What does that mean? A halachic shin? Well, what determines what a halachic shin is?
When we learn through associates, we'll know what a shin is. In the meantime, we don't know what a shin is.
No, but that a shin for stam.
Yeah, okay, so we'll see. We'll have to see. When is a shin not a shin? We don't know yet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.